Welcome to the Auburn University College of Nursing podcast, where we invite you to join our story.
On this episode of Nurse Narrative, we'll be speaking with Dalton Enzer and Garrett Cox. Dalton is an August 2021 graduate of the Auburn University College of Nursing. Dalton currently serves as a critical care nurse in the CVICU in Opelika, Alabama. Dalton is preparing to begin his education as a certified registered nurse anesthetist at Samford University starting this spring. Garrett is currently an Auburn University nursing student slated to graduate in May of 2024. Garrett serves as the president of Auburn's Student Nurses Association. He also serves as the Auburn Nursing Representative to the Auburn University Student Government Association. Our conversations in this podcast will surround their experiences as Auburn nursing students, Dalton's experiences as a new grad nurse, the overlap between men in nursing and the nursing profession as a whole, and their most memorable experiences as Auburn nursing students. We hope you enjoy this episode. Welcome back to Nurse Narrative. I'm so excited today to have Dalton Enzer with us. He is an August 2021 grad of what was then the Auburn University School of Nursing, and as well as Garrett Cox, who is a current student here at the Auburn University College of Nursing, who is set to graduate this upcoming spring in the May 2024 class. So we'll just go ahead and get started. So Dalton and Garrett, tell me about how you guys came to the decision to pursue nursing as your career path.
I shadowed in high school, coming out of high school, and I thought I wanted to do nursing, so I shadowed in my local OR as well as in the ICU as well. And that sort of, I knew I wanted to do healthcare, some form of healthcare, and that led me to nursing. And really, since that, I fell in love with it, and I sort of tried to direct my path to that as well. Mm-hmm. A little other thing that made me want to do nursing is my dad had prostate cancer when I was younger. And seeing like the care that the like oncology nurses gave him, that was a rough time for us as a family. But you know, seeing how they took care of him, that really inspired me to nurses help people. Like even when I was younger, I could see that, and that sort of also helped lead me to this. So,
awesome. You mentioned that you got to shadow. Was that a program through your school, through your local hospital? How did you get connected with that opportunity?
That was a local hospital program. It wasn't something through my school. I think it's something every school should have, though. But it's something I knew I wanted to do it, and so I just went to like their HR department. It's like, hey, I think I want to shadow, and they sort of got me hooked up with like the OR and the ICU. Yes, sir.
Awesome. And clearly that that had a bit of a bearing on where you ended up in your nursing career.
Yes, sir.
Awesome. How about you, Garrett? How'd you end up coming about to be an Auburn nursing student?
I guess I'm the same as Dalton. I always knew healthcare was a path that I wanted to follow. And I feel like I'm a very personable person, and the way that nurses are with the patient almost constantly, I admire that. And that is something that I wanted to live out as a nursing student and as a nurse one day. And so I guess that's how nursing became the path that I wanted to take.
Gotcha. So you both kind of hinted on the fact that you knew you wanted to be somewhere in healthcare even earlier on. What was it specifically about healthcare? Was it the patient care? Was it the critical thinking, the problem solving, maybe some mix of all three of those things? How did you come to that conclusion?
I think it's absolutely a mix of all three. I do enjoy the patient care and the impact, the lasting impact that you have on the patient's life. And a lot of times the solutions to their health issues may not be apparent and right in front of your face. Mm-hmm. And you do have to think through that. And I enjoy that. So I think it is absolutely a mix of all three.
Yeah, I would absolutely agree with Garrett. I think it's a combination of everything. I feel like probably most nurses that go in, they see that and they want to, like Garrett said, they want to affect the patient's outcomes in a positive way, which, I mean, as nurses at the bedside, I feel like more than any healthcare provider, you can affect a patient positively or negatively. Mm-hmm. But for me, it was like Garrett said, critical thinking, how they affected patients.
Awesome. Now, Dalton, you've been away from us now for over 3 years, which as one of your professors, I can just say it does not feel like it's been that long since you graduated.
It's been a while. So
talk to us a little bit. Tell us about what have been some of your biggest challenges to your nursing practice. But also any of some of those great rewards or those memorable moments as a nurse?
I would just start with challenges. I think one thing, sort of going back to nursing school too, was being in nursing school during COVID. sort of affected things. And then starting as a new grad in ICU during COVID as well, we had a lot of COVID patients, even though I wasn't there for the, you know, the first and second wave. I hit the middle to end as a new grad.
Okay.
So taking care of those COVID patients, that really took a toll on everybody, period, in the hospital. I think that's been one of my biggest challenges is, you know, getting away from COVID nursing to what I'm going to call actual nursing now.
Okay.
That can be a little bit different. As far as greatest rewards, I would say seeing the, I don't have a specific example, just seeing the impact you can have on a patient. You know, you can, because I work cardiac ICU, so you can have a patient that's so sick and you can take care of them, say you work a stretch. One night you see how sick they are, and then the end of the night three, you see how far they've come. And I think for me as a nurse, especially coming out of COVID, seeing like, you know, these patients can get better. You know, these patients can go home, like go to the trans or the step down floor, and seeing the type of impact you can have. That's been one of my greatest rewards at seeing that.
Awesome. It's so interesting that even now, you know, 3 years, 3.5 years now removed from the meat of the COVID pandemic, a lot of the nurses that either were nursing students during that time or were nurses during that time still carry the effects of that into their practice. You mentioned shifting from COVID nursing to what you call actual nursing. What are some of the differences you perceive between COVID nursing and actual nursing?
So I can only speak as far as ICU goes, because of course that's what I am, ICU nurse. I would say when we, because I work cardiac, so we do a lot of surgeries, open hearts, you know, during the start to middle, there really weren't, you know, there weren't elective surgeries at all. Only your emergent cases, people that had to be done, were done. And obviously there's a huge difference between taking care of a COVID intubated patient that you're having to prone versus taking a like a fresh open heart that's a surgery patient. There's a you take care of them very differently. I think it's a different skill set in a way, and it's a different knowledge base. It's still ICU nursing, but it's a lot different when you start to dive into it.
Understood. You talked about being able to take care of open heart surgery patients. I've got a bit of a cardiac background myself, and I know taking care of, you know, cardiothoracic patients, open heart patients, those are very critical patients.
Yes,
and
sir.
That nursing care is very, very meticulous and very detail oriented. So what was it like as a new grad to not only go into an area that was taking care of COVID patients, but also to be taking care of patients who are so sick and need that detail-oriented care?
I feel like I was very lucky. I got to precept where I started out working in my CVICU. I think that helped a lot, you know, just being able to, you know, get your feet on the ground, be able to take care of patients.
Okay.
But it, like you said, it is a very, very detail-oriented when you have these fresh open hearts, whatever surgery they do have. It's a lot at times. You're having to watch a lot of different things. You have a lot of different lines. But honestly, it's my favorite nursing. I wouldn't want to do any other bedside nursing. I love it.
That's awesome. Now, you mentioned getting to precept. For some of our audience who may not know what that means, talk to us about what a preceptorship is.
Yep. So during our fifth semester, last semester of nursing school, you fill out a form, and it's basically where you would like to hopefully precept, which means you go there for, depends on the semester, like 12 to 16 weeks, I believe is the time. It's been a minute. But 12 to 16 weeks, and you're with a nurse or several nurses, and you are like the patient's nurse. You do your assessment, you look at the chart, you do meds, you give report, you receive report. You're basically there learning how to be a bedside nurse to take care of that patient. And you feel very different from when you start day one versus, you know, the end of week 12, week 16. So you feel like a new person.
Awesome. Well, and it's funny you bring a preceptorship because, Garrett, you are actually getting ready to transition into your last semester of nursing school.
I am.
And have you already submitted your preceptorship paperwork? And what are you hoping that looks like for you?
I have. And funny enough, I actually requested to be on the CVICU floor, like Dalton. And I haven't heard back, still waiting to hear back. A couple of my classmates have heard, but I'm hoping to be in Birmingham at UAB Grandview St. Vincent's, one of their hospitals, and working on their CV floor.
Awesome. So that's kind of the jumping off point to your career. What are your future plans? Where do you see yourself when you're, you know, like Dalton, 3 years out from your education here at the Auburn College of Nursing?
Well, again, like I said, it's funny. Dalton is kind of living out my future plans right now. CVICU nurse after graduation, and hopefully a couple years down the line applying to CRNA school. I'm excited. I can't believe nursing school flew by so fast. But it did.
So sitting where you are now, can you still remember sitting in nursing school orientation and thinking, oh my gosh, what have I gotten myself into?
Oh, I remember sitting at home refreshing my Microsoft Outlook, waiting on the email from Auburn Nursing telling me whether or not I'd been accepted. Orientation feels like it was just a few months ago. And nursing school, it keeps you busy. And time goes by quickly.
Yeah, so hopefully you're starting to get to that point now to where you look back at all those assignments and you can kind of see what we were trying to get you to learn.
I do get it now. Maybe during through school I was a little confused, but now looking back I do understand, and it's amazing how much we've learned in this amount of time.
Awesome, and we're going to tap into that a little bit more here in just a second. But Dalton, kind of you being the senior nurse of you and Garrett, looking back on your nursing education here at the Auburn College of Nursing, what do you feel like was the most valuable portion of your time here in nursing school?
Well, I would say I really enjoyed like every semester that we had, every class. But to me, I think what stands out about the School of Nursing or the College of Nursing now here at Auburn is how much the professors care. Mm-hmm. You know, I've talked to and helped some other students from other schools, and to me, you know, that's what makes a difference here. It's how much the faculty here at Auburn, they care about your success, not only each semester, but you graduating, taking NCLEX, and becoming a nurse. Of course, that's what it's all about. That's why we're all here. But to me, that was a difference. And I think that's what I valued most is, you know, during my nursing school, you know, when I wasn't doing as great, doing as well as I'd hoped, you know, talking to professors, and that's from first all the way to fourth semester, and them helping me and sort of guiding me in the right path, you know, because they've walked that rope, they know what you're going through, and they can help you, and that to me is the difference.
I know I speak for not only myself but the other faculty here at the Auburn College of Nursing to know that that was your experience, and that that you were able to grow from that is one of the best things that we can hear, and is an attestation that we're doing our jobs correctly.
Yes, sir.
So thank you so much for saying that. Garrett, kind of pivoting back to you as a current student, what do you think has been the most impactful part of your time here at the Auburn University College of Nursing?
I'd agree with Dalton. The family in the Auburn College of Nursing is, that's exactly what it is. It's a family. I think the most impactful part is simulation lab.
Oh, okay.
Simulation lab at first seems a little intimidating. You get closer to your professors over time, and simulation lab becomes one of the most beneficial things that we do as mm-hmm. students towards our future practice.
Awesome. So you talked about simulation being a little bit intimidating. Now, as a professor, my view of simulation is very different from yours, both literally and figuratively, because I'm on the other side of the screen. But talk to us about why simulation can be a little bit intimidating, and maybe for some of our listeners who don't understand what nursing simulation looks like, kind of walk us through that.
So simulation lab, you're typically paired up with another nursing student. We're put into a patient's situation, mm-hmm. Whatever that may be, and typically it aligns with what we're learning that semester. Simulation lab is laid out just like a typical ICU hospital, even home health. And there's a mirror or a screen in there, and the professors sit behind there and kind of watch what we're doing. And that's what's intimidating about it, because everything you do is being watched by your professor. But like I said, over time, you get to understand that these professors are not here to criticize everything you do. They're here to help you become a better nurse. And I really am thankful for that at the Auburn College of Nursing.
That's awesome. Now, to our listeners at home, you've probably figured it out. All three of the folks here on the podcast today, Garrett, Dalton, and myself, we're all males. And anyone who's familiar with nursing is probably familiar with the fact that nursing is not a male-dominated profession. The most recent statistics suggest that only about 10 to 11% of the American nursing workforce are are males. Here in the Auburn College of Nursing, we sit somewhere around 12% when it comes to our male student enrollment. So, Garrett and Dalton, talk to me about what has been your experience like as a male in nursing. Do you feel like there are different parts of the profession that you can speak to that maybe your female colleagues don't, or do you feel like you are fully accepted and the experience is very similar, if not the same?
I would say, at least with my experience, it probably feels very similar to what the female colleagues feel. Mm-hmm. Of course, there are a lot of lift assists and stuff like that. I will say that jokingly, but I would say, you know, when we're nurses and we go to take care of these patients in the unit, I mean, we are all equal. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And to me, you know, I love the people I work with. I would not want to work with anybody else, mm-hmm. honestly. And for me, I would say in my experience as a male nurse, it's been great. And you know, I love all my colleagues.
Awesome. How about you?
I don't think that I experience anything differently than the female nurses do. Mm-hmm. And I mean, like Dalton said, when we're in clinicals, you do get called to help move some patients around. But other than that, no, I feel like everything is very similar. And I love being in the hospital with males and females alike and all the coworkers and classmates that we have.
That's awesome. I'll also say one of the unique experiences that we have here at the Auburn College of Nursing is we actually have quite a few male faculty members here in the College of Nursing, which is not always something that you see in nursing programs. As male nursing students and a male nursing alum, do you feel like the presence of male faculty members was beneficial to you? And did you get to see any other examples of males in nursing in your clinical or your other experiences?
I would say, I'll just go ahead and start. When I was a student here, you know, we had several male professors, including you, Dr. Morton. I think it did help to see, you know, and hear from y'all's experience as a nurse, like your different backgrounds. I think that did help the male nurses just to see, like, hey, you know, you can make it just like anybody else can in this career path. And as far as, like, going out into clinical and such, I felt like I saw a decent bit of male nurses.
Awesome.
Sort of scattered about in different areas. So that's always good to see. It's not just concentrated. It's, you know, it's sort of everywhere. So I thought that was awesome to see when I was a student here.
Awesome.
I do enjoy having the male faculty here. A lot of times in the classroom, it is dominated by females, and it's nice to, you know, maybe talk about Auburn football, Auburn basketball with someone after class, mm-hmm. and I do enjoy it. Dr. Martin has been a leader and a professor for me over the past few years, and we've gotten to be what I would consider good friends. So.
And that has nothing to do with the fact that Garrett's on the podcast today.
Full disclaimer.
Full disclosure. In that same vein of kind of, you know, role modeling and mentorship and pouring into the generation coming up behind you, Dalton, do you have any advice for Garrett based off of your nursing school experience and what you're seeing in your career path now?
I would say just as far as, like, you're about to go into preceptorship, I would just say, you know, learn everything you can. If you have questions, ask them. No matter what they are, go ahead and ask them. Because you, even as a nurse that's been out, you know, over 2.5 years, I still see stuff, you know, every week that's new to me.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
talking to other nurses and nurse practitioners or doctors talking about that. And as a nurse, you're a lifelong learner, especially here at Auburn, I would say. And always keep learning, you know, keep asking questions. Even when you graduate, you see that pass NCLEX, great feeling. When you become a nurse, you know, keep learning, keep asking questions, and, you know, don't be afraid to ask questions.
I love that you mentioned that nurses are lifelong learners. I think that is so true. Even now, you know, I've got a few credentials behind my name, and I can attest that week in and week out, I'm still encountering new things that I have to explore and do a little bit more exploration on. So
yes,
I love that you're already seeing that in your practice. Garrett, do you have any questions for Dalton, sitting where you are, getting ready to go into your last semester of nursing school?
What was the transition like from nursing student to individual nurse?
It's a bit different because, of course, you don't have all those assignments you're having to do in the papers initially. That also, I guess, depends on where you go, you do a residency program or not. I know there's quite a few of those now, especially in your Birmingham hospitals. I would recommend that if you can do that, though. But as far as going from a student to a RN, it's different. It's very different. You're, of course, moving to wherever you're going to work. You're learning the city if you haven't been there before. You're getting used to this, of course, depends where you work, but most nurses work 12-hour shifts. That's a big thing to get used to, and I'm still getting used to it sometimes working night shift. Day shift and night shift, of course, that's a big thing. But those are the biggest things. I feel like that transitioned was going from a student to RN for those things.
Awesome.
Awesome. Well, as you guys know, we are Nurse Narrative, the official podcast of the Auburn University College of Nursing. And being part of Auburn University, I have to ask you guys, Dalton, looking back at your time at Auburn, Garrett, looking at your time at Auburn as it is sadly rapidly coming to an end, what was your favorite Auburn memory during your time here?
Oh, that's a tough question. I feel like I have a lot of little memories that are my favorite. I remember very well, I think it was my first semester, having Dr. Brown and some of her lectures. I don't think we'll ever forget them, honestly. I love Dr. Brown. Let's see. Also, Dr. Puck, we had him third semester. Mm-hmm. When he would bring the dogs in early, and then we would just stop class and play with the dogs, and that was everybody's favorite. Releasing stress and getting ready for the day. And love Dr. Pope, and everybody will certainly miss him.
Agreed. How about you, Garrett?
My favorite memory at Auburn would probably be my second semester of nursing school. We had a pretty big exam coming up. However, there was a basketball game that night, the night before, and I typically don't miss the basketball games. So I remember sitting out in the cold, in the dark, on the sidewalk in front of Neville Arena, studying MedSurg, with all of my friends looking down at me, like, "What are you doing? What are you doing?" I'm like, "Guys, this is important. This is important." Another one I remember. Third semester, Dr. Pope, I remember walking into his office one day just to talk. He was always there for a good chat. And I walked in there and we had just had simulation. I was telling him how I forgot my pen light for lab. And Dr. Pope told me that he would take care of it. And he reached down into his drawer and pulled out the biggest flashlight I have ever seen in my entire life. And I still have it in my backpack. And I will never, never lose that.
That's awesome.
That is a quintessential Dr. Pope story.
Absolutely.
For those of you who are listening, Dr. Pope is has been a foundational part of what the Auburn University College of Nursing is today. And we actually lost Dr. Pope in November of 2023, and he is sorely, sorely missed in our AUConn family. Since you both kind of mentioned Dr. Pope stories, I'll give you a Dr. Pope story. He was actually a professor of mine when I was here.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I'm not that old, though, okay? Dr. Pope taught across the curriculum when I was an undergrad. And he was just, a paradigm of professionalism then and, all the way until we lost him here. But he would always talk to us about how we carried ourselves. And I will never forget, we were sitting in class one day, and the class was winding down, and he was preparing us for preceptorship and talking about how that could often lead to an interview. And he said, "You guys, you want to present yourself well. When I was in college, ladies, you all took pride in being professionally dressed, and, coming to class was like going to a job. And the fellas, you guys would do the same. We would wear slacks and button-up shirts. And you all, I'm looking out at you today, and you're great people, and I love you, and I've gotten to know you, but you just look homeless." I remember looking down and thinking, I'm wearing sweatpants from last night, a T-shirt that I got for free on the concourse, a baseball hat and flip-flops. So, he wasn't far from the truth. It is very apropos that as we hear three male nurses at Auburn who have all had our lives touched by Dr. Pope, bring him up in this podcast. As we wrap up, you guys have anything that you want our audience to know about your time at Auburn, Auburn Nursing, or the product that Auburn Nursing presents to the world of nursing and the world at large?
I would just say, if you're, you know, listening to this podcast and you're thinking about going into nursing, maybe pre-nursing, you know, do it. Absolutely. You won't regret it. I love being a cardiac ICU nurse, and I wouldn't want to do anything else bedside. And, you know, being a student here at Auburn College of Nursing now, it's helped propel me, you know, going to CRNA school starting next year. And I'm grateful, very grateful for my time here and all the professors, and Dr. Martin included. And it's great school, and you wouldn't want to go anywhere else. So.
Awesome.
Gary? I agree with Dalton. If you're a pre-nursing student and Auburn College of Nursing is something that you're thinking about, absolutely. It has been so important to me and my future. And a couple things. Before applying to nursing school as a pre-nursing student, I remember always hearing that nursing school took over your social life. And that's a myth, in my opinion.
Okay.
I think nursing school is very busy. Mm-hmm. And you do absolutely have to have your time management skills. But I have made some lifelong friends in this program, and we do hang out all the time outside of school. And I'm thankful for those people, and that Auburn College of Nursing led me to some of them.
Well, thank you, Dalton, for taking the time out of your schedule to be with us today. Garrett, thank you for taking time out of your study schedule. And I know you're probably prepping for a basketball game tonight as we speak. And
absolutely.
Thank you, and thank you, our listener, for taking time to join us here on the Nurse Narrative Podcast. We appreciate you. We appreciate your time. And as always, take care.